BNQ with the Susan Show.
All right, Archie J and World, meet my cousin Arch Smith, currently of Rockford, Illinois, who holds an incredible Christmas party every single year for our family. Fun. Morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everybody today?
Good. Cold.
Yes.
Well, it's bitterly cold down here. Do you still have snow on the ground in Rockford? We don't have any down here, but it's coming tonight.
It's actually melting a little bit, but it's supposed to get really cold the next couple days.
Yeah. It's a stay in and exercise and diet couple of days because winter is definitely back. And when we saw on the calendar that today was National Hypnotism Day, we've been talking a lot here on the show about people with their resolutions, of course, and how they're going to do new things in 2017. And I thought, well, hey, I've got personal proof that I think hypnotism works, thanks to my cousin Arch, and that it's a real thing. And some people use hypnotism for New Year's resolutions, lose weight, stop smoking, all of those things. And then people like Archie J are a little suspect about the whole profession. So for people who don't understand, how do you explain what hypnosis is?
Well, actually, you know, most people don't understand, but every day they go through life, they're hypnotized multiple times during the day, throughout the day, on their own. Daydreaming is a light form of hypnosis. You know, when you concentrate, that's a type of hypnosis. So it's something that happens quite naturally. It's not anything that's out of the ordinary. And everybody can be hypnotized. It's just if you choose to be hypnotized or not. I mean, sometimes people will resist. And, of course, you can't do anything under hypnosis against someone's will. So they can resist further enough that, you know, they wouldn't be allowed to be hypnotized, but okay. Everybody can be hypnotized.
Yeah, because thanks to movies and television and bad movie book plots, people believe that a hypnotist can suddenly take control over you and say, all right, you're going to be the murderer and I'm going to get away with it. That's not true, that you can actually take over somebody's will, right?
No, not at all. I actually started in hypnosis as a stage hypnotist at the age of 16. A local priest from our church actually was the one who taught me how to hypnotize. And so I started doing stage shows, and I actually flew out to California and met with a guy by the name of Orman McGill. He's since passed away, and he was considered the dean of American hypnotists. And he's written lots of books and very famous in the world of hypnosis. But, yeah, you can't make anybody do anything against their will. It's not like the Dr. Svengali movies or anything like that. Although, when I do a stage show, of course, I make it look like I make them do whatever I want them to do. But it's really not that way.
Sure. So, are the people in the audience, are they faking it when you see a hypnotism show?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's kind of like, I guess the best example would be like the class clown in school. You know, some people you can ask to do something, they'll do whatever you ask them to do because they just don't have those inhibitions. And other people are a little bit more reserved. But it's kind of funny because when people are relaxed enough and they enter into a level of hypnosis, sometimes their personality becomes a little bit different than their outgoing personality that you see on a daily basis.
Kind of like when they're
drunk. They do things that... A little bit, yeah. So they'll do things that they normally wouldn't do.
Now, when you say your priest taught you how to hypnotize, that was a statement I've never heard before. So you don't have any religious conflicts, at least in the Catholic Church, about hypnotism? They're cool with hypnotism?
Oh, yeah. The Catholic Church years and years and years ago accepted hypnosis as a normal therapy.
There's no religious problems
against hypnosis.
And what does hypnosis really work well for when it's not in the entertainment side, but when it's hypnotherapy? If people are using it for medicinal purposes or therapeutic purposes, I know you had an office where I actually got some help doing hypnotherapy. What are the things that you think it's really successful for?
Well, I had a clinic for 10 years called the Hypnosis Clinic. Then I've since moved on to other things, but I used it for weight loss, stop smoking, alcoholism, drug addictions, bedwetting, sports skills, I mean, all sorts of things. Probably if you could think of something, I'd probably hypnotize somebody for that reason.
But did you see it work for people? Did people come back and go, oh my God, Arch, I can't believe it. I tried everything and this really worked.
Oh yeah, I still run into people, and I haven't hypnotized in a clinical setting for probably 20 years. And I still run into people all the time that stop me on the street and say, oh my gosh, you know, I came to your clinic to lose weight and I lost, you know, 100 pounds. Or I came to your clinic to stop smoking. I haven't had a cigarette in 20 years. Wow. You know, those things happen all the time. it worked really, really well. Our success rate was quite high.
Now, occasionally we'll get advertisements here for people that will come through and do one night only, and they'll rent a hotel room, conference center, and they'll invite everybody to pay a pretty sizable amount at the door for one night. Is that effective, or is the reality that maybe you need multiple sessions with somebody?
You know, it's different with each person. Some people you can hypnotize one time, and it's kind of a cure-all. It works for them really well. Other people need more, you know, more sessions. So I've never did the one-night, you know, seminar type things. I don't think they're as effective, but some people I know have gone to them and have had much success rate. So I don't want to criticize them, but I think the better way to do it is more of an individual thing instead of a group thing.
Okay, and if I was looking to pick out a hypnotist, is that the proper term? A hypnotherapist? Would I be using that term?
Yeah, a hypnotherapist.
Okay. If I was looking to pick out a hypnotherapist to work on some of these issues, how do I find a good one versus a not-so-good one?
Well, it's kind of like finding a good psychologist and a not-so-good psychologist. It's probably a recommendation from someone else would probably be the best way to go. It's kind of hard. Angie's List. We can go on Angie's List and they'll rate different hypnotists.
I didn't know if there was like any licensing or any board of governors or anybody that could actually
multiple.
Say. Okay.
Yeah, there's multiple, you know, there's multiple license programs and different organizations that you can belong to. So you could probably Google it and search those out, and maybe somebody could give you a recommendation that way as well.
Okay. And then for somebody who's listening at home right now or listening in their car, are there any exercises without, you know, hypnotizing us all right now? Are there any exercises or at-home things we could try on World Hypnotism Day? Try on our own?
Oh, certainly. You could probably go online, and there's probably YouTube videos on self-hypnosis, where someone will lead you through a process of hypnotizing yourself. You could just learn how to relax. Meditation is a form of hypnosis. So there's multiple things you could do on your own.
I was just looking for any way that you could just like prove to us, go, yeah, it's totally awesome. I think you can talk yourself into sleep. Can you not? Isn't that like a self form of hypnosis?
Yeah. Well, the lightest form of sleep is more equal to hypnosis. The deeper forms of sleep, you know, are probably a little too deep for hypnosis.
But when you're in that kind of cloudy version. Any questions, Archie J, you have for Arch?
Well, I mean, you guys were just talking about sleep, and I'm currently having sleep issues. So I'm curious to know, like, what that process is like, because, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m., I go to bed around, like, you know, 8:30, but I sit there and I lay there for until, like, 11 o'clock. How do I go to sleep? Wait a minute.
Any exercises you could give to Archie J to tell him to, you know, kind of figure out how to get into that meditative state that might lead into sleep?
Certainly. You could probably do some breathing type exercises. There's some breathing called chai breathing, which is a deep breathing technique, and it helps you relax. A lot of times people like yourself probably have very active minds, and so it's probably hard to wind them down, you know, for a good night's sleep. So again, you could probably go on YouTube, and there's probably someone on there. I haven't searched it out, but I'm sure there's probably someone on there that does some type of a self-hypnosis program that you could probably watch and learn how to hypnotize yourself.
Yeah, because it's not, I'm guessing it's not something you can do in 30 seconds or
right.
a minute. You need somebody that's got a really soothing voice and can explain kind of long-term how this is all going to go. So instead, you're picking up that phone that everybody else is saying, put back down. Go into YouTube and do it for hypnosis.
Right.
Do you miss it at all, Arch? Because you are so good at it from an entertainment standpoint and a hypnotherapist standpoint. Do you miss it?
Well, of course I miss it. But, you know, other things happen in life and you move on and do other things. And, you know, I enjoy what I do. And, I you know, of course I miss performing. So every once in a while I still do a little bit.
Okay. Ooh. Well, if you ever need a stage, we got a lot of them down here. Just let us know. We'd be happy to promote the show, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just have to invite me.
You're invited.
And done.
Arch Smith, ladies and gentlemen, my cousin extraordinaire, one of the many talented members of my family that makes show prep so easy here on 101.5 WB&Q.